Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, just waking up, all the talk is Miss America is Miss North Dakota.
That is all the talk on this show.
A little long in the tooth, too, to be Miss America. She's 23.
Wow.
And not pregnant, North Dakota. Very good for her, man.
23 and going on to, I believe, Notre Dame Law School. And when asked, she said it was a bad idea to break up with the Paris Accord. She actually believes in climate change.
Oh, good for her.
Despite the
and
fact
she
that,
won?
Despite the
fact
that
she's pretty?
That she grew up in North Dakota.
that's it. She must have had some educated parents or something
despite
like
the fact she's probably surrounded by climate deniers.
Yeah, but she's probably had educated parents.
Well, here's the trouble.
She did go to Brown University.
Oh, yeah. That is the Brown of Brown.
Yep.
Or the Ivy League.
No, Yale is the Brown of Ivy League. Brown is the Yale of the Ivy League, I think.
I don't think that can work like that.
I don't think it can.
Since they're both in the Ivy League.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I'm going to piss off Dr. Mina again.
You can find a way.
I know. Yes, we can.
Although that's
just
the only
thing. Shorten it up and say Yale sucks.
Yeah, that she seems to get riled up about.
No, that and
is when you pick
healthcare.
On her, pick on her school.
Healthcare.
Well, that and, healthcare.
Yeah.
And me, you know, you talk about Arizona State, I just laugh it off.
Well, because you left Arizona State. It wasn't challenging enough for you. That's the reason you quit, right?
That's probably
Let's go with that.
The truth is a defense, Todd.
Yeah. Right. I could have just breezed through the next couple of years.
Not challenging enough.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
What's the point?
And you're 1-1.
Oh, that's right. They did win that first game.
They did win their first game.
An underwhelming performance.
Yeah,
I saw several underwhelming performances.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums up college football.
Right? Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes. No one has overwhelmed me.
Nope.
A lot of them have underwhelmed me.
Right.
Is she the first Miss America from either Dakota?
Good question.
From the Dakotas?
She's the first one from North Dakota. I think only three Miss North Dakotas have made it into the top 10.
Even made it into the final.
Like in the history of Miss America.
God help me, I'm looking this up.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they're usually bawdy broad girls.
I'm going to guess.
Wide hips.
There was a Miss South Dakota, Miss America, at one time. Because that used to be the better Dakota.
It's just Dakota.
Not anymore. Once North Dakota voted in medical marijuana, it became the best Dakota.
I'm with you. I'll go with you on that one.
So they've been the best Dakota since November.
Apparently during the talent competition portion of the show.
Did she rope cattle or something?
Miss Louisiana took the stage with two puppets.
Oh, no.
And cleavage, though.
To perform her yodeling ventriloquist act.
Okay,
were any of the puppets on a steak?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Because they need to be on a steak to be funny.
Then they're funny. We talked about this Miss America last week. We were saying how when they don't have talent, it's usually like a dramatic reading or something like that. Well, this is also not a talent. Now, granted, she
ventriloquism is a talent.
Yeah, it is.
Yodeling is not easy.
Yeah, but they're both
But they've had yodelers in the past.
Yeah. It's
not a talent that's really in demand.
And it's not sexy either.
But it's good enough to win. Well, I guess not win.
All right. She didn't win.
I hope that she yodeled better than that.
Oh, anybody can yodel better than me because of that extra stitch. What the North Dakota's talent? What was her talent?
I don't know.
Yeah. Going to have to read this.
Kara Mund is her name, M-U-N-D.
Right.
Todd Kara, finally can get something. Todd is finally number one in something. His team. He had a horse in that race. He was rooting for Miss North Dakota.
She performed a jazz dance to The Way You Make Me Feel.
That had to be annoying.
Yes, this looks, if I'm looking at this table correctly, she is the first Dakota resident to ever be Miss America.
No, South Dakota.
No.
Huh?
In your face, South Dakota. They can hear us.
Take that.
Go North Dakota.
First runner-up, Miss Missouri. Second runner-up, Miss New Jersey. And then Miss District of Columbia.
Well, Miss Missouri should be standing by because there's always the best Miss Americas. Hey, have some hidden controversy.
Right, naked photos.
After they've been announced as Miss America, after they've been crowned, then the controversy comes up.
So you haven't looked up the naked. Miss America naked?
Cara Mund, nude?
I'm guessing they try to look ahead of time. You know damn well, in this day in social media, they've been scrolling through naked photos, making sure nobody's naked.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, probably. Yeah, not,
there's no way no there's way. Any naked pictures of her.
You're That's probably, a rough job.
Right. Yeah. More vetted than ever.
Yeah, here's 50 names. Look for naked, any of them naked.
Scour the internet for any naked photos of these hot chicks.
These 50 chicks.
Get distracted real fast.
Yeah. On that job. Right. I only got through four.
Get into a rabbit hole of boobs.
Oh, big rabbit hole of boobs. That's heaven right there.
It might be.
It is.
Yeah, I knew a guy who said that his vision of heaven was just walking around in a field of them.
Oh, man. He's right.
Just fields of them. You're just walking through.
Yeah, you knew that guy because it's Petey.
Just lay down in the field.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
oh, like man. Poppies laying in the
Yes. Laying down in a field of boobies. Out.
Right. Rolling around.
Rolling around in a field of boobies.
All day.
That doesn't objectify women at all.
No.
Yep.
Just boobs.
Just boobs.
Right. No, not their person.
No. Their faces aren't going to be in this heaven thing. Yeah. Just boobs.
What's that? They had some secret shopper call every one of the Miss America contestants to find out if she's a high-class hooker.
Yeah.
Or low-class.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Todd. You got that going for you.
Yeah.
Going for you?
Man, the Vikings play tonight, too. He's got that.
Look, man, the bridge is out. He's got to have something to cling on to.
Right.
The bridge is out.
Yeah. It's all I can do to sail home.
There's a lot of...
Just wait for help.
A lot of sympathy towards you.
No, there's not. Because this is not that kind of town.
No.
It is not Miami. It is not Houston.
No, it's not all Florida for that matter.
It's just not a lot of Christians that will help their brothers out. You know why? Because there's a lot of Catholics in this town.
Yeah, they're not very important.
Catholics really don't care.
They don't care.
About anybody but themselves.
They don't care. It's just the optics.
Yeah, I mean, if they really cared, they'd have been helping
help
me out.
Help brother out, right?
They'd have brought me some dinner. Tito's. Trying to bring Joe in here. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, I turned on the radio a little bit too late to actually hear whatever problems you were going through earlier.
The bridge is out. I'm surrounded.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere.
So As an Omaha Catholic, I just wanted to call it and say, shut up about it already.
Well, I'm kind of agreeing with you on that, Joe. All right. Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Zero compassion.
He cares.
They have zero compassion.
Well, your bridge picked the wrong time to go out, Todd, since other people's houses are gone in all of this, Texas and Florida.
Still does not mean that I'm not in dire straits.
Yeah, while you're at work.
I may not be as bad off, but, I could still use some help. I could still use
go further down the road and take a left.
A brother to reach out and help me travel southbound since I am essentially landlocked.
We've had one email from somebody else pissed off by that same bridge. The rest of them are just driving around. Right. So that guy's with you. I think it's a woman, too. Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
She lives on the other side of the bridge.
She has to go north?
Yeah.
Oh, other than that, no sympathy. Or even people bitching that live in Todd's area.
Yeah, my wife accidentally tried to drive through there this weekend. She came and said, I forgot that bridge by Todd's house was out.
Yep.
We went around. It was fine.
Oh, but that had to have taken an extra half hour.
3 to 4 minutes.
You guys better root for the Vikings tonight. The Vikings lose tonight. The bridge is out. Who knows what's happening
tomorrow? Who knows what's going to happen?
All right.
Everything will be all right, Todd.
San Diego's not a state. Beat Arizona State. Arizona is a state.
Wow.
But not a winner.
There is no God.
My luck is somebody will find my buried kayak. That's how I get here, Petey. I drive in my truck down to the bottom of the hill. I put the
Puss
kayak.
Puss will find it, actually. Puss right. found your buried kayak.
The kayak in the creek. And then I have to paddle like 4 miles away from here and have another vehicle waiting for me.
Or drive around. You got two options there.
Does it take you about the same amount of time?
No. It takes a lot longer. I gotta get up like an extra hour.
Yeah. You know, along those lines, there's a story out of New York. I forget exactly where, but there was going to be a big music festival, and this guy wanted to go, mm-hmm. and he wanted to take his big bottle of vodka.
Right. You would. Right.
So instead of trying to sneak it in, he went to where this big outdoor festival was going to be a couple of weeks beforehand and buries his bottle of vodka.
Nice.
Oh, so he knew it'd be there when he got there.
He knew exactly where it was.
So they wouldn't let him bring it in probably, right?
Right. Oh, right. You can't take vodka into the show.
I love that bit.
He buried it in the field, you know, knowing where, you know, basically where it was going to be.
Right.
Yeah. So he went there a couple weeks ahead, maybe a week ahead, I forget, doesn't matter. Went there a week ahead of time, buried it, and then when they got there, you know, there was enough of a crowd. 10 guys kind of gathered around where it was. It took a second to find exactly where it was. You know, it would and the thing like that. But, you know, a bunch of guys kind of gathered around and, you know, shielded it from everybody else. He digs up the...
Good thing he didn't forget completely. Like, is this some stoner wood or some drunk wood, obviously, and go...
It would.
They show up, and he's digging holes all over the concert.
Yeah.
Or if somebody else actually saw it that wasn't with that group, said, "Oh my God," and starts digging for other ones.
Yes.
They must be burying vodka.
Or they come in between, you know, burying it and the concert, put up the fences, and you buried it 3 feet on the other side of the fence.
Yeah. I'm going to need you and Petey's help, Todd, because my wife said to me the other night, "You're drinking too much vodka." I said, "No."
No, you're going to have to switch.
Have you met my friends Petey and Todd?
Thank you. Yeah. I made a martini on a random Wednesday. You know, I've been drinking too much vodka recently. I said, No, Petey and Todd. But she said, "That's really not an excuse." I said, "Yeah, you're probably right."
No, the benchmark is
I know two guys who drink more than me. It's not a good excuse.
Yeah. That didn't work, huh?
No, I didn't bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah, the guy last week.
I know two
guys
drink more than me. Who are the guys I work with?
Mentioned the emailer last week who goes through a half gallon of vodka.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Every 3 days.
Yeah.
Me, it takes me 6.
Yeah, but that guy started doing coke to get rid of that habit.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
That's much better.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here, Pete.
Sound move.
The guy, we had an email last week where a guy said he was drinking too much alcohol, basically vodka, a bunch of vodka, like Todd said, and he decided to try blow again. He hadn't tried it in a while, and now he's just enjoying cocaine, but he's not drinking. And we said, that's not a good idea either.
Yeah, to substitute the Coke or the vodka for Coke.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Becky wants you to start doing.
I'd lay out a line in the kitchen table instead of making a martini.
Happy now?
Yeah.
I would be. For a second, then I'd realize.
And then she'd have to listen to you flap your gums for a while.
Talking about how you don't miss vodka anymore. I really don't. I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong. I mean, everything's good. I don't know.
You're right. I'd be breaking down all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. That'd go much better.
No, she listened to the show. Clearly,
she'd love you even more then.
Indication that she wants you to start doing more coke.
It's not a coke bus.
Yeah.
It's not a coke bus talk. We've been there years ago.
Yeah, she'd love that.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're chopping a line at 7:38 o'clock at night, nothing good's going to happen
my
that evening.
My favorite Coke scene ever anymore is the original Ted. The original Ted with Mark Wahlberg, where they're doing blow, and they're talking about opening an Italian restaurant, and they're just talking about stuff. Just they're solving everything within the conversations. Like, anybody that's ever been near that drug loves that conversation in that movie.
Thank goodness the Pope is okay.
What happened to the Pope?
Suffered minor facial injuries.
From?
During a visit to Cartagena, Colombia.
He fall?
Well, no, not really.
His old guys fall.
He was in the Pope Mobile.
Yep.
Sudden stop. Hit. Smashed his face up against the front of it.
In the face! In the face!
Are there no seatbelts in the Pope Mobile?
I'm laughing because I don't care who he is. He's a human being.
He is.
And I don't care if you worship him or not. He's a human being, and that's funny.
That's what happened.
Because of that Pope Mobile. Because you're right. I saw the Pope Mobile. That must have been the story I saw, but I didn't really read the headline.
I think it's got that automatic braking now. So got a little too close.
And his face just going right up against the window. Yes,
exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Did the hat fall off?
Well, it was a bruised cheek and a cut to the eyebrow.
Oh. Like a cat crossed the
slammed
road.
Slammed his face against the glass in the frame of the vehicle. He was apparently reaching for a child.
He's a kid, wasn't he? The Pope took one in the face.
How is
in
it?
The face! In the face!
How is it funny that the Pope is reaching for a child and he gets his face smashed and bloody?
Hey, Catholic
and that's
Joe's
hilarious.
Catholic Joe's laughing at that now. The Pope taking one in the face.
He was later joking with a journalist and said somebody had hit him.
It made a famous face.
I've seen that happen before, but it's the dog sitting in the front seat. When
I've seen that too.
They go flying
the
off into the
takes
dash.
One in the face. I've seen that
Whoops,
too.
Sorry.
Yeah. If he keeps it up, this Pope is going to have the best blooper reel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
By the end of his reign.
You know what he said when he hit it too, by the way.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
you
man.
You think he went, Jesus Christ, hit my face.
God.
Yeah, that'd be the best if he said that. Just so, sorry. I mean,
who's driving this
praise
effing thing?
Jesus for taking my
God pain. Damn it.
Yeah. Somebody he's, take this
once
kid.
Once a kid, he's still human.
He is.
He might just swear.
Take this goddamn kid.
Are you freaking kidding me? Jesus Christ.
At Disney, negotiations are set to begin for a new contract between Disney and the thousands of theme park workers.
Okay.
Six labor unions are pushing for a living wage of at least $15 an hour.
So
Disney
you and me
says,
and Goofy have the same deal. It's a contract year for us.
Yeah. Disney says, yeah, sure. Well, let's give everybody $15 an hour.
Right. How much would it cost to get in the park?
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, sure. Let's give everybody $15 an hour, just like y'all want. In 11 years.
Oh, good plan.
Well, then it'll be, the living wage will be higher than that.
Don't bother me with details.
Disney makes a fortune, by the way.
Yes, yeah. In 11 years, you guys are right. You should be making $15 an hour.
Man, everything.
So that's where they're starting.
Yeah, great.
In 11 years. Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, that guy's the, if I'm Goofy in 11 years.
Well, it's not just Goofy.
Just put a bullet in my head.
Anybody could be inside Goofy, though.
True.
You like that's the thing.
But, I mean, there are like dancers and the real talented people that run around that place, too, all the time. You know, the parades that pop up every once in a while, all of a sudden, you know, those guys are full-time employees. They got talent, too.
Well, Disney's kind of teetering on the edge. They
the
don't
guy
make
making
a lot of money.
No. Yeah, you're right. They don't make any money.
They don't make a lot. Those theme parks.
They make nothing.
It's, you know, it costs like a dollar to get in there.
Exactly. It does. Beer's real cheap.
Yeah.
I know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know better than me. I think I spent all of 10
but
minutes.
But I haven't been there in 10
inside
years.
Inside a Disney
less
park.
Less than that. I've been there about 8 years.
I was there 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you drink there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the one park. The Princess, whatever the one. There's one that's...
Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, that doesn't have alcohol.
Yeah.
But every one, the other five parks do, and we spent most of our time in those.
Good. Craig, I was at Epcot Center on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, there's a bunch of booze there, yeah.
And people went to the park to celebrate St. Patrick's Day to go drink at, like, the Irish pubs in the international portion of it.
Yeah.
It's like $10 a beer.
Yeah.
For just a pint.
Ah, but at Disney, you're grateful for that beer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, damn grateful,
oh,
aren't you?
Oh, my God.
It's mother's milk.
Yeah.
It's what gets you through the day.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody goes to celebrate the international events. You get the true international feel at Disney.
Oh, there's like a German place. There's all that.
Yeah, it's like this big loop.
Big loop with all the stuff with beer.
Just like being in Europe.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, good.
No need to travel the world.
Good. I wasn't there by myself. We were there with the kids. But I know people have gone there as two adults, and that's just, I don't get that.
I went there as a child.
Yeah.
Well, good in Florida.
Good for you.
Well, yeah. But
do you remember?
I remember being disappointed that it was mostly shops and not enough rides.
How old were you?
10 or less.
There's a ton of rides there now, though. So that must have been the 60s.
No.
70s, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go back, and the kids aren't screaming, so that's cool.
I went there during college spring break.
Oh, you weren't there with any kids?
No.
Okay.
And we stood in line for, I think, Space Mountain, and right. said, F this, and went golfing.
Yeah. That's because you're a grown. Yeah, you're an adult. Yeah, exactly.
We were around a bunch of kids. Yeah. And just weren't in the mood for that.
Yeah, the topic of going back has come back up around my daughter here recently, yeah. who's 8.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah, that's okay. I'm
my
good.
Kids probably don't I'm even like, remember it.
When?
You know?
They don't remember it?
My daughter, a little bit. My son says he does, but he was too small. But at the time, though, he had a fun time. And it was
but good. That brings to mind
I know.
Something.
Does it matter? What?
Yes, does it matter? I mean, people care so much about birthday parties for their 1, 2, 3, 4-year-old kids.
Well, the 1 is for the adults, and 3 and 2 and 3 is too, for that matter.
Okay,
right?
Maybe 4 is
yeah,
fine.
Right.
But all these birthday parties for yeah. kids and taking them places that they'll never remember, even if it's the flipping zoo, they will never remember it.
I don't know. I think there might be some subconscious stuff. It's better than putting a kid in a box and saying happy birthday. You know, I understand that.
And have them sleep in a drawer.
Stuff's extravagant. I get extravagant crap is probably not that good for anybody. But the
is
fact,
it?
But the fact is, don't you think that there's some sort of repressed memories of either having good times as a kid, or just saying, "Hey, shut up! Here's a pack of cigarettes."
you know?
I think there is.
No, I think it's for my.
I remember having good times. Right. We didn't really do much, but I remember having the family over and kids, and I do remember those. So I think there's some repressed memories.
But you don't remember anything at three or two.
But I don't think you do. But I'm thinking those parties are not for the kids.
No,
that's a 1-year-old party is for the family.
Those are for mom and dad,
right?
Specifically, mom. I fear.
Yeah.
Mostly her idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been leading the charge here recently on she's 8. Do we really need to have the birthday party every year where the whole family comes over to our house?
Yeah.
Can we just punt on that?
Yeah.
Tell me a memorable birthday party you had as a kid.
They weren't big when we were kids. They're big now. No. I mean, they're big now. It's like friends get together, and there's a big thing. I think kids remember that now. That's our generation that made them that way, too.
I had one decent-sized party that I remember perhaps only because there's pictures.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing when we were that age. It's a thing now with kids.
Yeah,
been for years now.
Yeah, I don't even remember my sweet 16.
Yeah, because you're a guy. Yeah, because you're a guy.
Was it sweet?
No recollection whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm guessing your 16 wasn't that sweet.
I'm guessing we probably, me and my buddies went out and drank.
At 16?
Yeah, right. And probably at 17.
Well, you had a new driver's license you had to break in. It's That's right. Get a 12-pack.
Oh, no, I was...
right after speech class, they ditched speech.
I grew up in farm country. I had my license by my 15th birthday.
Well, I had the school permit, which wasn't, you know...
Oh, no, I had
But we abused the hell out of the school permit.
I had the bona fide license, the bona fide you can drive to Bismarck license.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, because you need a 14-year-old on the interstate highways.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I know you're being sarcastic. No, you don't.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, we were much better drivers in North Dakota at 14.
I don't think you were.
We were way ahead of the rest of the nation.
Very good driver.
Cruising around with no seatbelt.
There are fewer people to hit, I'll give you that.
True.
That's it.
And we had a lot of practice in the wheat fields.
Fewer people to hit.
Driving the truck through the wheat fields.
That's you learn to drive here. Fewer people to hit.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.